podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Stumbled upon a business idea. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? Theoretically, I should have run it past Cameron Ling yesterday.
Investors.
Yeah.
A prawn tank style
yes. In that fashion. But he just brought so much content to the show yesterday that I just didn't want to stop the flow.
You know what I mean? Like he just, every week we're like, mate, you only have to come up with a couple of ideas. It's not like it used to be.
I know, right? And sort of yesterday was kind of like drinking from a fire hose, just like.
Right. I don't like that action you just did there, but
sorry,
if anyone wanted to visualize it,
yeah.
I won't explain it. Yeah.
No, don't do that. No. Anyway. So maybe next week we can run it past him, but let's just sort of fine tune it, workshop it first, because he can be quite scathing.
Okay.
When it comes to, you know, an idea that he doesn't think.
Just mind that idea. Get a couple weeks out of it, I reckon.
Okay. Here we go. Headline, right? Drive-through sushi.
Oh.
Okay. Heaps of drive-through stuff these days, you know.
Yes.
Geelong specifically, we've got coffee.
Coffee.
Lots of coffee. You know,
food.
Macca's and stuff.
Obviously, yeah. Right.
But I can't think of anywhere that has drive-through sushi.
No. And the reason you thought about this is because Jimmy James wanted me to get him sushi.
Right. Yeah.
And it was raining and I said, can I just get you Macca's because it's drive-through? And he said, no, I really want sushi. So I had to park and get out of the car.
Yeah.
I was not happy about that.
You had to go into the shops and then run around looking for the sushi place that was right in front of you the
whole
time.
Yes, it was. It's a me problem. But yes, anything drive-through, anything we can do to make us more sedentary, I think.
Okay, yeah. So we can sit down and do more things.
Do less.
So what could things that could get in the way of that? Though, like, what is there any reason that it could be dangerous to eat sushi whilst driving?
No, because I'm a big believer you should be able to eat anything while driving if you're a good enough driver.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Because I'm worried they're going to say, sorry, we've decided we're going 30Ks and you're never allowed to eat behind the wheel again. Sorry. I'll start smoking again then.
Okay.
With children in the back of the car.
No, don't. No, she's joking.
No, but it's like, so sushi, I think, is a good one. The only problem is
raw fish in your lap.
Well, there's that. Not a problem for some. However, that the little soy sauce.
Yeah, those little fish.
You've got to be careful. You can't be trying to do that while you're driving.
Oh, while you drive, absolutely not.
People do that. I mean, look with nuggets. People know. People have sauce safety already.
Yeah. So we'd need to, you reckon, well, we're supposed to be phasing out those little plastic fish anyway, aren't we?
Oh, maybe they just squeeze it
pre-soyed sushi.
Yes.
Okay.
They go thong, thong, thong in the side.
Yeah.
Soy up your sushi.
Another concern I have is the physical reaction you have when you have too much wasabi. You know, and it like gets
you
up
start
your nostrils.
Singing that song.
Comes up your what the Leada.
Wasabi.
Yeah. But it like it makes your nostrils flare and then it makes your eyes water.
Yeah.
Sort of dangerous.
No, that's okay.
The other thing, chopsticks. Dangerous to drive with chopsticks.
Okay, well what I'll say there is you're a moron and that's not what we're doing.
I am very impressive using chopsticks. It's a real flex. Yeah.
Especially when you drive. It's like, wow, look at this guy and his control.
Chopsticks at 10 and 2, guys.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Speaking about my home, I am the master of my own domain. Mm-hmm. And I love not doing things.
But you also love doing things.
Yeah, I have ideas and then
Very good.
I'll go through like periods where I'm doing stuff and I'm doing this. Yeah. I bloody fixed my shower 2 days ago. Fixed it.
Hang on.
It was leaking at the base and I was like, oh, this
How
is not
you even
a good
know?
Sign.
What to do?
Oh, mate, it's all up here.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I know it's not
Googling.
Up there. Yeah.
No, I guess I was like, well.
This coming from the guy who the other day cleaned up his garage, moved his mower into the shed, and then thought that his mower got stolen.
Yes.
Called his mum and said, Do you know where the mower is? And everyone's like, oh, the mower's got stolen. And then your mum said, isn't it in the garage? And
no,
you're like,
in
the tin shed.
It was in the tool shed.
And you're like, oh.
That's right.
I moved it out of there. Yeah. Honey, come on. I know
that's
you.
A memory thing. That's not a knowing how to do things thing.
Same area. Same area.
It's called the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I just went and got some silicone from Bunnings and I just like around the bottom of the shower.
You don't know.
I did.
I don't know either.
No.
Did you make sure that you didn't wet it for a period of time?
Yes, I did.
Otherwise it turns into gremlins or something?
I went and had a shower at Mum's place.
Aww.
I know how to cork, mate. I know how to talk sometimes, I know how to cork. Talking and corking, Tom Lewis. Put that on the side of a van. I'll come to your house.
Oh, my God.
I'll come to your house.
What? Is he's like catnip.
Talk and cork.
I can talk and I can cork.
The garage, though, is looking stunning at the moment. I managed to...
Because are you getting some tools?
No, I got...
Have you outlined a wrench?
No, I've already got that. I've already got that on
wall.
Wow.
It was there when I moved. Previous owners? Yeah.
But I've got shelves now.
Wow.
Got them online. Anthony came over, helped me set them up because that's my stepdad, because he's got the same shelves.
Yeah.
We built them together and then we've sort of put a whole heap of stuff on there. So now everything's up off the ground.
Wow.
And like... pushed up against the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, right, Carly's moved out. So there's only one car in the house.
Oh, it's a two-car garage?
Yeah, it's a two-car garage.
Oh, fancy.
Well, I've got this tiny little hatchback.
Yeah.
And I can roll in. And you know where when you go into your garage and you've got like your markers, your site markers, you know where you need to stop?
Yeah.
Right? So there's like a mirror that in ours that I like, when I can see myself in the mirror, stop, Tom.
Yeah.
Mate, I could go another metre at the moment. It's just everything's up off the ground and like where it's supposed to be. I've got all this floor space now in my garage. I could get two cars in there if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with all the space. I'm like, I'm rolling in and I'm going a little bit sideways. I'm like, I'm like, you know when you're like the only person in a double bed, a queen bed? You're like, all right, I might as well spread out sort of.
Well, so does that mean that when you drive in, you're just like, oh, today I might park on the left and then tomorrow I might park on the right?
No, absolutely not. I hate that idea.
You don't want a bit of whimsy in your life?
No, like I'll go on a bit of an angle.
Park wherever
I want. No, I'll go on a bit of an angle because then I can move the bins around it if I need to there's plenty
dance party.
Yeah.
Plenty of space. Well, look.
I'm not going the full other side though.
Yeah.
I'm a lefty guy.
Well, do you know what? I was going to say put a bit of whimsy in your life, but that's like me. I will always stay on the same side of the bed. I'm not going to just say, oh, Jimmy, you're on this side of the bed today. Yeah. So it's the same with the garage. I can't fight you there.
I've heard about couples that do that where they just sleep on any side of the bed and
mental.
That sounds awful.
Sorry, absolutely
what else
mental.
Is going on in that relationship?
That's insane. Red flag. To me.
Someone call someone.
Well, if people have two-car garages, do you reckon there's people that are like, oh, or park on this side today?
No, surely
there
not.
There can't be.
It's like, unless there's one good spot and one like terrible spot and whoever gets there first always takes the good spot.
No, but I mean like even if you're single and you're like, I've got two spots, today I'm going to park on the left.
No, no, I hate
today
it.
I'm going to park on the right.
I
kind of feel like everyone's got their spot, yeah?
Yeah. You're either parking
maybe
always
we're
on the left.
Mental one.
No, always, of course, but... No, I think this time in this case, we're right. I don't think there's anyone that is just like first in, best dressed, just park whatever side of the garage you like. Because
that does
scream sleep on whatever side of the bed you want to.
We are open for discussion. Okay. It's not just about us.
52-232-955. Tell us, what is your garage setup? What's the politics there? I have cleaned up my garage and I've got shelves now, which is a real game changer because everything's up off the ground,
mate.
Up off the floor and everything's got its own
spot. I didn't realise you were shelving. I didn't realise.
Well, it was the first time ever and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really have enjoyed it. It's
you got some help?
Life. I did, yeah.
With your stepdad?
Yeah, that's
right. He's been shelving a long time, so he's like, I know how to do it.
Too far. Too far. There's
hey,
the line.
You don't have to
no,
make
no,
it.
No, there's the line.
No, because the thing no, is, you've
line.
Made it weird.
No,
now. No, no. I wasn't talking about that at all.
All right, I'm just going to pull this eject cord. Lucy's in Lethbridge. Morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. And yourself?
Yeah, we're really good, thanks.
Good,
tell
good.
Us, so the garage, I'm just rolling in. I'm going on a bit of an angle, but I tell you what I'd never do is just park on whatever side tickled my fancy that day. It's always my side. I always park on the left. What about yourself?
I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Hang on.
What?
So I've just taken over the entire garage.
Right.
Hang on. So you've got a big roller door set up with nothing in the middle, or do you decide to go in the left and just go Tokyo drift it and park horizontally?
No, so we've got a double.
Yeah.
My husband doesn't, he's not allowed in there. His car parks outside because I take over the middle.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Now, is that because...
And I have a tiny little hatchback.
Yeah, okay. Great. Now, is it? Does it have anything to do with how much crap is in your garage or is it a spatial awareness?
Nothing is clear. I'm an OCD person, okay. So we have shelving galore and everything has its place. But no, I am smack bang in the middle. No other car that can be in there.
So you do a lot of shelving too, Lucy. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah. I'm a shelving queen.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast. When you sort of hit a certain age, people stop caring about the cool stuff.
Well, as my cousin Amanda said to me the other day, to be cringe is to be free. Let me say that properly. To be cringe is to be free.
Yeah, okay.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda.
Sort of not where I was going with it, but.
Sorry.
You know, no one cares. You know, there's that meme, it's like, I'm an adult and when I get new shoes, no one ever asks how fast I can run in them. Like it's...
I know.
You know, no one ever asks you what's your favourite dinosaur.
No, Stegosaurus. And Brontosaurus. So, I have
I'm a Triceratops guy.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Yeah. So no one ever asks you what favourite animal is either, but everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a favourite animal.
Well, that's not true.
What?
Well, I can't choose a favourite.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, fence sitter. Boring.
I love all the animals.
Well, I do.
You're like the Ace Ventura of Geelong.
No, but it's like Zootopia was on in the background yesterday. The kids I were with were watching it, and I was so emotional just looking at all these animals. I'm like, I can't watch this. Don't look at me like that. I'm just like, I love them all.
You told me the other night when it was raining, you were lying bed with Jimmy. And you were like,
don't.
You were like, what are the birds doing? And he was like, what? And you're like, well, all the birds, it's so wet and windy outside. How are they going to be okay? And he's like, no, it's okay, babe. They're all snuggled up together. They're all nice and warm. And you're like, okay. And then you went to sleep.
Yeah.
41 years old. Right? But that's cool. Like, so you don't have a favourite animal. You have a favourite dinosaur, which is a bit rude to the dinosaurs.
Well, there's two, but yeah.
Yeah. So I've decided. So I'm famously anti-dolphin. So I have a least favourite animal.
Yeah.
Because they're perverts of the ocean. Look into it, right? They've pulled the wool over everyone's eyes. There's a real scam going on there.
Oh, okay. Move on.
Big fish, like, you know, big farmer. There's big fish as well. They've
big got, farmer and big fish.
They've got everyone fooled.
Yeah.
But I've decided I've got a new favourite animal. Mm. And that's not to say that I'm off all other animals, but I couldn't really have told you, I don't think, what my favourite animal was a couple of weeks ago. But I've just spent a lot of time sort of online. I stumbled upon a video of this animal and I was like, I don't mind this. And then I was like, I watched another one. I was like, oh my God, these guys are amazing.
Oh, wow.
These guys are so cool. So now that we've sort of set it all up, I have a game for you and I would like you to tell me what my favourite animal is.
Okay.
I have a series of five questions. I have had some help with these questions.
Wow.
Because I kept writing them and I was like, it's too easy. It's too easy. She's going to get it straight away. She knows animals.
Okay, I feel like I feel like I can guess it without any.
You probably will.
I'm not going to though. I know how radio works.
Yeah.
And I've been told don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it so early.
Let it play.
Okay. Question number one, you're trying to guess my favourite animal, my new favourite animal. I spend much of my day eating, even though the food I eat doesn't give me much energy. What am I? Lot of time eating.
Do you want me to guess?
You can have a guess.
Koala.
No. Ba-bow. Oh, where's my ba-bow? Hang on.
That's okay.
So it's not a koala. Write that down and then cross it off.
Yeah.
Question number two. Although many people think I'm closely related to raccoons, modern science places me in the same family as bears. What am I?
Possum.
No. That's a good guess, though. Right, possum, and then cross it out.
Okay.
So it's not koala, it's not a possum. Although possums are sick. You should look into it. They are awesome.
Oh, my God, I love possums.
Let's go. Question number three. I have a special wrist bone that acts like an extra thumb, helping me to grip my favourite food.
I've forgotten the other clues.
All day eating?
All day eating.
Not much energy out of my food, though.
Okay.
People think I'm part of the raccoon family, but I'm...
Oh, sloth.
No.
Damn.
No, write down sloth and then cross it off. Question number four. My distinctive colouring makes me easy to recognise, but also helps me blend into snowy forests and shady thickets.
Lynx.
I think it's right in front of you, and I think, you know, I think there's one animal that this all fits with, obviously, because you haven't got it right yet. But it's quite an obvious one.
Okay.
I am a logo.
Polar bear.
No, close. Yeah, that's fair.
Toblerone.
Bundy. Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Bundy. So, yeah, okay. Sorry. Toblerone's yeah, right.
No, it's still incorrect. Okay, finally. I am a black and white mammal native to mountainous regions of China.
Panda!
Yeah!
Mate, 1993, you go to Werribee Primary School. There's a whole bit of writing on the toilet block about why I love pandas.
Really?
They're so cool.
You did pro panda graffiti.
I did.
As a
You've
child.
You've got to push that message, mate. Oh, my You've God. Got to push the message. Why do you love them? Why? Why?
Because you just saw a doctor on them. Oh, my God. They are hilarious. You watch the videos of them, like, just playing with each other.
Just but rolling.
And interacting with, like, their keepers and stuff and trying to... Video. Oh, God, I saw this one. Like, he's looking up at his keeper.
Yeah.
And the keeper's like moving his head like he's moshing, but he's got like a wig on.
Oh, yeah.
And then the wig flies off, and the panda just like goes, wow! And just laughs at him because he's lost his hair.
They're the best.
They're so funny.
See?
And there's videos of them getting startled.
Have you seen the mum? Where the mum gets startled with the baby. Classic.
Or they laugh and they get surprised and then they fall off the platform that they're on. If you haven't watched like a highlights clip of pandas, get online.
Get around it. Panda so, love.
Yeah.
New Don't Google animal. That, but no. Google the love of pandas.
Yes. No, just Google pandas funny
that's
video.
Probably,
that's
yeah.
probably a safer one. But there you go. New favourite animal. Well done. You got there eventually.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
Remember a little while ago, it was a couple of months ago now, I was like, I went into Oxygen and I was like, I just love going in there. I love smelling music books and I love equipment. If you've never played music, you don't know the smell of a music book. But let me tell you, there's a smell and it's nice.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So they've asked me not to sniff anymore unless I purchase, and that's fine. But
Well, they draw the line at the licking.
Yeah. I don't like that word. Anyway, so the section in the back is the percussion section, and I like going in there. And you know that I bought myself some clackers.
Yeah.
Right? The official name for them is?
What did we come up with? What are the canasters? Well,
yes, canasters.
Yeah.
Canasters?
Is that what we called them?
I'm going to Google them. Because they're not maracas.
No,
the maracas are the other one.
I thought you knew.
I'm pretty sure they're canasters. But I've got them on my hands now, so I can't.
Yeah,
I can't type. But I saw them and they were a good price and I thought, I want to do this. I want to learn how to play canasters. No, canasters is the game.
No, canaster is a game, but
no, it's not them. It's canestets.
Castanets. Oh my God, there's someone screaming at their radio now. You idiots. It's castanets.
I know.
Idiots.
Exactly. It is
castanets.
Thank you. Anyway, so I thought, well, I haven't been practicing. So I need to get some practice in.
Of course you haven't been practicing because it's very annoying and no one wants you to be around.
Well, I know. So that's why I thought, okay, how about I've got an idea for a game. It's not official yet because I've got to get it past you first.
Yeah, right.
So it's just, I just whip something up real quickly so you know what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
This is the intro for the game. I see you collecting over there in the shadows. Song, it's a good little game. Oh, clack that in the right form, clack that. Give me some more, clack that till your ears get sore, clack that. Whoa, whoa. See, it sounds pretty good,
yeah.
Right, anyway. So, the game's called Clack That,
yeah.
And so, what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna clack a song for you, and you have to tell me what the song is.
Oh, this is going to be impossible.
But imagine if you get
it. If I get it, I'll be stoked.
High risk, No, high risk.
High reward.
High reward, yes. I was like, do I have to go low? No, both high. High risk, high reward. Your song today is this.
Didn't do it again.
I reckon you can get it. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, you can get it. It's right on the tip of your tongue. Let's go, Tom. Come on. Use that brain. One more time.
Yeah.
One more time. Ready?
Okay.
Clack that. What song?
Do you know what's throwing me is the intro. I feel like
oh, yeah, I know, because so it's such a good song. Head, so it's really such a good catchy. Song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Yeah, okay.
Oh.
We've got Gary from Kerr Lewis calling.
Okay, hang on.
Gary.
Gary, you're
number
live on
one,
air.
You're live on air. Number two, what are you thinking of Clack That so far?
I reckon Smooth Criminal.
Oh, it's not Smooth Criminal.
Oh,
are you liking the game though, Gary?
Oh, game boy, this is a goal.
Yes.
Game like this is
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Good.
All right.
Love it.
Okay. Mate, you're on it. Come on. Okay, actually, yes, it's getting traction.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan's on the line. You put Asher on hold. Ryan, you're live on the radio. What's your guess?
That has to be Sandstorm.
Play it!
Oh, my God!
I feel it.
Yes, Ryan!
Wow.
The first clacker. You're the big clacker, mate.
Well done.
Thanks, that's all right. Did you have NFL tickets for that one?
No, we unfortunately don't have NFL tickets. I have a winner sound effect for you, though. That's worth a shot.
Oh, thank you.
Have you done much castanet work?
No, but we used to jump up and down and bang ceilings to Sandstorm, so I didn't
Okay.
Okay, Ryan, do you reckon we should bring this game back on a Friday?
Okay. Yeah, maybe for a couple of weeks. We'll see how we go.
I heard
the boys
quickly.
In the background going, no.
That's so good.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.